The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
If you ask a college student today who they would like to work for after they finish their degree, the answer is often themselves. We are in the age of entrepreneurship, with more and more people choosing a path where they are their own boss. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to explore a unique program aimed at building an entrepreneur community here. It's called Scale Up Milwaukee. And here to talk about it is Michael Hosted, UWM's Director of Web and Mobile Strategy, and Julia Taylor, President of the GMC, the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Julia, let's start with you, since the GMC was instrumental in launching Scale Up. First of all, layman's definition, what is it?
Scale Up is actually a great way to grow the ecosystem for the entrepreneurial community. If we can get the infrastructure in place, we know we're going to see job creation down the road. So Scale Up is really looking at how do we grow that and starting to focus on some existing companies as well that have the potential to scale up. It's not all about startups right now. And it's interesting because sometimes when you talk to investors, they'll say the companies, the pipeline's not mature. When you talk to the companies, they're frustrated because they can't find the investment. But we think that the whole conversation has to be bigger about that, and it has to be about supply chain, the ability to scale up. It's got to be more than just investment in the pipeline.
And while the GMC and UWM are very much involved, there are other key partners that made all of this possible.
Right. Well, and actually, you know, a lot of it is due to Mike Lovell, Chancellor of UWM, taking a trip to Babson College with Shell Lubar, who's a very active member of the Greater Milwaukee Committee and certainly a very savvy investor himself, who visited Babson College. And Mike then, through our initiative called came to us and said, you know, there's a speaker named Dan Eisenberg that would be great to have in town to kind of set the stage. So we actually had Dan come to speak to the GMC about a year ago, May. And he did sort of open our eyes to the five critical things that you have to do to create this. In the meantime, American Express had contacted Dan Eisenberg and said, we want to make a bet on an American city to actually show how you can grow entrepreneurship. And fortunately, Dan was impressed enough with what he saw going on, through Mike Hotstedt's work, through UWM, Mike Lovell's leadership, the GMC, to say, let's make the investment here. And Gail McCaskill Towers played a real pivotal role through WEDC in linking us up together. And now we have a great partnership with UWM. Amex is here with their first national pilot, WEDC, the City of Milwaukee through the mayor's office, WEDA, and, of course, the GMC.
And Mike, Michael Hosted, we have a lot of Mikes at the university, so we'll identify this one. Mike, you have had a lot of contact over the last several months since this was first announced with Dan Eisenberg. He is supposed to be the guru of entrepreneurship. Is he turning out to be that in your mind?
I think it's fair to say that the rumors are true. He truly is a guru. I've had an amazing time getting to know Dan and really getting a chance to learn from him. He is truly someone who is passionate about growth and economic development. And I think we're really lucky to have Dan engaged in this program here in Milwaukee, and one of the first or the first in the country to utilize what Dan is teaching and his methodologies. I think Dan is incredibly driven, and he's got a really keen idea and mindset for how Scale Up Milwaukee should be implemented and how it can really impact and grow businesses who want to grow and create jobs and spur that economic growth.
So how does Scale Up differ from the sort of things that I would learn if I went to business school and got my MBA at UWM or Harvard or wherever? Why do we need someone who has this track record in entrepreneurship to really make a difference?
Well, I think Scale-Up's a multi-tonal approach. It actually hits on five different areas. It looks at the culture and how you influence that, public policy, human capital, support in the marketplace and then market engagement. And so actually during Dan's time here, he spent a lot of time getting to know what was going on in the marketplace. We had a number of focus groups that were held early on. And now he's coming back with kind of the bigger vision of what do we do specifically in these five areas to move it forward? And we've actually done quite a bit in those five areas already to test the waters.
Well, let's peel some of those off. What sort of work or progress has taken place since the big announcement? The governor was in town, and it was this past spring that we told the world that this program would begin. What kind of rubber has been left down the road?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've been talking a lot about lately is an initiative that we're calling a Scalerator. And this is really centered around the idea of human capital and improving and sort of the knowledge base of small business owners. The idea of a Scalerator is similar in a lot of ways to what you might expect to see in a seed accelerator for entrepreneurs. This is a two-month sort of intensive program. There are four sessions over the course of those 2 months, and we take companies that really have a strong desire to grow. They have an existing customer base, they have an existing product line or service that they're offering, but want to grow. And the Scalerator brings in faculty from Babson College to teach on a number of different topics, from sales to finance to what do you have to do to change your culture in your company in order to grow. And so we're selecting anywhere from 12 to 15 companies to participate in the first cohort of the Scalerator. And those four sessions will be held, two in September and two in October. And we're just finalizing the applicants right now of those companies that are going to be participating. So I think that's one thing where we really see something that's coming out of Scale Up Milwaukee.
What's the profile of those companies? Are they one or two man shops or women shops, or are they larger?
I think that part of the premise has been to look at companies that are in existence that have a current framework or infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They're running between $500,000 to up to $2 million in sales, mm-hmm. and have the potential to grow because of the market position that they're at. So it really does get back into that human capital issue about, you know, how do we ensure that if you get the opportunity to grow and to scale up, you can. And you can do it without destroying your company. But two, you know, what are some opportunities and important things you can learn through this that can help you grow your company?
Right. And I'd add to that, too. I think that one of the big things that Dan is looking for are people, you know, C-level individuals within a corporation that are really committed to growing. They have a passion to grow, and they really want to do this. You know, Dan has said from day one, and this is why he's taking some careful time to really evaluate the companies that have submitted applications to participate in the Scalerator, is that he wants people who are passionate about this, who are going to be engaged and going to take what they learn in these four sessions and actually apply it to growing the company, creating jobs and building that customer base.
Dan Eisenberg and certainly the rest of the Scale Up organization here, the organization of parts that have made this program possible, are dealing with the environment of Milwaukee, and sometimes Milwaukee gets great praise for its history and its tradition of starting these amazing Fortune 500 companies, many of which are still here and doing very well. But sometimes Milwaukee takes a rap for being too conservative, not moving quick enough. So what's your sense of where we are at this point in time with Scale Up on the scene?
Well, I think that's a big part of this, is engaging a lot of different audiences to talk about this. And certainly even your listening audience can engage in this. If they go to www.scaleupmilwaukee.org, there are actually weekly hangouts that are used through Google that you can hear local entrepreneurs talk about what's going on in their environment and what they need and what they're looking for, as well as seasoned entrepreneurs. And then we've also been working a lot on the policy side. So the mayor has been very active. He met actually in July with
this
a roundtable.
Mayor
Barrett, yes. Yeah. Our mayor, Mayor Barrett. he met with a roundtable discussion with seven local entrepreneurs to start to understand more what's going on in the entrepreneurial community. I think you're going to see this coming out more as he talks about Milwaukee and entrepreneurship. He also celebrated with a local company, Stella & Chewy's, their 10th anniversary, and to celebrate the type of recognition that they're doing. So it's not just the big companies when you turn 150, but a small company that's been here for 10 years. And then he's going to actually today be visiting a local company called Ink to the People to celebrate their recent growth and success. They had to scale up very quickly. They created the Boston Strong T-shirt, and they're here in Milwaukee, but they created that, and it really hit, of course, right after the tragedy that occurred in Boston with the marathon, and they had to grow very quickly. So they're exactly the type of company we're talking about.
Mike, as you have been working with Eisenberg and with some of these companies, what are some of the impressions that you've came away with in terms of the attitude, the morale of those potential targets for scaling up?
There's a lot of excitement, and I think the need that Scale Up Milwaukee is starting to fulfill is something that has been there for quite a while, frankly. And it's exciting to see companies really getting revved up about the opportunities that Scale Up Milwaukee is providing to them now. You know, if you think about it, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of resources there to help the startup entrepreneur and the early stage entrepreneur. But once you really hit the ground and you've got something that is working and you want to grow, that's, I think, where we're kind of lacking in a way. And Scale Up Milwaukee, I think, is providing a lot of those resources from the Hangouts that Julia mentioned to what we're doing with the Scalerator, providing not only ways for companies to network and engage with one another and learn that they're not alone, but also ways that they can learn from people like Dan Eisenberg, faculty both at Babson, at UWM, and other places that there is now a network and a support mechanism for them.
What role does American Express have in this now that they've put some money in to fund the program? I mean, are they involved or engaged anyway? There's a huge, huge financial company, that financial services company. What do they bring to the table?
You know, they are very engaged. They are here for every single meeting when Dan is here. For them, this is creating a prototype of what could work across the country. So they are, from their CEO down, they're incredibly engaged in this project. They're actually going to be hosting a corporate venture program that's going to be in mid-October. And the corporate venture program is going to be bring our corporations together more for market engagement with the entrepreneurial community, as well as to talk about some ways that across the country you're seeing more and more corporations either invest in startups or partner with entrepreneurs to help them grow. And we think this is a great opportunity here in Milwaukee. So IBM's going to be a part of that, American Express Open, and we know there's going to be some other large corporations engaged in it too. We're expecting about 150 to 200 attendees.
What was it about Milwaukee that attracted American Express? If they could have launched this program anywhere, and they could have, and they took actually proposals, as I understand it, from all over the country to be this pilot city, what was it that made Milwaukee the first choice in American Express's mind?
Well, I think it was a couple of things. I think, one, Dan really liked what he saw in Milwaukee, and he saw the potential here. I think the second piece of it was we had several meetings with them, and certainly having these key individuals like Mike Lovell at the table, the GMC, the state representation, the city representation we had there, they knew that if they made the bet on Milwaukee, it was going to pay off. And they knew that there was a lot of determination to grow entrepreneurship in this market.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujak. Joining us in the studio, Julia Taylor, president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, and Mike Hosted, who's UWM's director of web and mobile strategy. Both of them intimately involved in the Scale Up Milwaukee program, a program aimed at launching or perhaps nurturing entrepreneurship. And I guess that maybe is an important point because, Mike, as you said before, there are a lot of startups. And in fact, every year, I suspect hundreds, if not thousands, of companies start up for the first time here in southeastern Wisconsin. This program is aimed at not necessarily giving people that first taste of business, but rather get those who are already out there an opportunity to really make it a success. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, startups are important. You can't have companies that need to scale up without startups. So the program still has a nod to startups, and there's initiatives there to help them or at least engage them. But primarily, yeah, it's to really look at the companies that are ready to grow, that have a stake in the ground, and are ready to hire more people, maybe expand their business model, expand their customer base, and move forward. So having the tools there to help them is what this program's all about.
How will you know whether or not it's been a success?
Well, I think there will be two things that will happen. One is that a year from now, you're going to start to see the infrastructure fall in place. I shouldn't say fall in place. It's going to be built in place. You're going to see more educational opportunities. There was a great faculty workshop. You're going to see this much more integrated in different levels, much the way the Water Council did over the years to bring the higher ed into play, to bring the other companies into play for the supplier networks, but also just to grow the educational base and knowledge base and the sense of community among existing entrepreneurs, and then impacting the policy side. Mm-hmm. So you'll start to see those pieces come together to form the type of ecosystem infrastructure that we need. Once that's in place, then you're going to start to see job growth. And Dan has talked about before, you know, for a market like ours, for every 100,000 of population, you should have sort of a high velocity growth company emerging every year. So when you think about that, that could be 10 to 12 companies in the Milwaukee area that we could start to see job acceleration in. And to me, that will be the proof of the pudding. That doesn't happen in 6 months. That's going to happen in several years. But getting that infrastructure in place is what makes it sustainable.
How do you fund that infrastructure after the first year or first two? Is there a multi-year American Express commitment, or is the city stepping up and putting money there, or haven't you gotten to that point yet?
Well, I think I'm quite sure we're going to see the partners continue to invest in the project. People are quite happy with the direction it's going. There's been private support in it as well. But I also think, like the Water Council, I call it the return on investment. As the players that are involved start to see the return on investment, you'll start to see greater investment occur. And that's how it grows. It's not going to be a single funding source, and I think that's a mistake. I like the mix that we've got of public-private, and I think we'll continue to see that grow.
Mike, you work a lot with students, we actually, I think, could do a whole program on the mobile the app brewery.
You got it. Yep.
There, I'm stumbling around here, and I know all about it. You're helping students learn how to write and create apps that are in great demand out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So you're in a unique position to be able to talk about how younger entrepreneurs, maybe the very youngest entrepreneurs, view this and how it might impact their decision to stay and try to make a life here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with what we're doing in the App Brewery, with what we're doing with the Student Startup Challenge at UWM, we're seeing a lot more students kind of centering around this entrepreneurial mindset. And like you said earlier, Tom, you know, I think I've heard the stat somewhere over 50%, 56% or so of students want to work for themselves when they get out of college. And so I think it's important for UWM to create programs that allow students to explore that mindset and see if being an entrepreneur is right for them. And so, you know, with these programs and with what we're doing in our app brewery, which is centered around giving students real-world application of what they're learning in the classroom, centered around mobile applications development, an opportunity to really get engaged with the community. And what we've seen in some of those students is that when they work with an organization like Milwaukee County or Visit Milwaukee or the Sojourner Family Peace Center, they become passionate about what it is that they're doing, and they start to see how what they're learning in the classroom is actually having an impact in the community and teaching them the skills of what they might need to have in order to become an entrepreneur. And so they want to stay then in Milwaukee because they get connected with the city through the work that we're doing with them. And so it's neat to see, especially the students that have come from, you know, we have one student in particular that's come from a state away that you know, is planning to stay in Milwaukee now after going through his education at UWM and not go home. So it's kind of neat to see that happen. We want to really kind of prevent that brain drain from happening.
Well, and Julia, that's critical for those long-term, long-standing companies in Milwaukee who fear that they may not have that next generation of young worker to replace those legions who are about to be retiring soon.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, I think today I've seen statistics that almost 40% of millennials want to own their own companies, and almost a third of millennials that are employed have actually started their own companies on the side. So, you know, this is becoming the new labor force. And the ability to make those connections through programs like Scale Up is going to be really critical in what you're doing with the mobile app lab, mm-hmm. you know, where people can find the talent can find the corporations. The work structures will probably look different in the future. But getting the talent here and establishing the culture and the market awareness that this is a place you can be, you can plug and play, put your mecha floor down and get all the world attention you want. That's really important. And you can do that in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people, perhaps of our generation, who have always thought that we would work for someone as opposed to working for ourselves, don't realize just how hungry that spirit is. I recall an episode in one of the classes that I teach back on the UWM campus a couple of years ago. I had a student in the back row in my communication class who was always looking down at his keyboard and typing, and I was convinced he was not taking one note but was trying to pull up the latest Simpsons episode on YouTube. You know, I was just convinced of it. So I finally, after a few weeks, pulled him over and said, "Hey, Jeff, what's going on here? You know, am I not that interesting?" And he said, "Oh, no, I'm paying attention." I said, "Well, what are you doing on the keyboard?" He said, "Well, I've started a company and I'm talking to my partner. He's over in the library building an app for this new product that we're developing." And of course, I was put in my place. But it was a great, great lesson of how students today, in some ways, think so differently from a more traditional way of approaching the workplace.
Well, and I think that mindset, too, is valuable in established companies. You know, entrepreneurship isn't for everybody, but someone who thinks that way is an asset to an established company. You know, more and more companies are wanting to hire, you know, young, fresh out of college students that have that mindset and think creatively and entrepreneurially. And so even if they don't start their own company, there's still a value, I think, to existing companies who are looking to hire.
Julie, as Scale Up does unfold and we see more dimensions to it, do you see a place where there is you know, an opportunity to create more of a breeding ground for those true startups, not people who are scaling up, but the people who have an idea and 10 bucks and a lot of passion?
Yeah, I think it's actually already happening. You know, you're seeing more early investment funds come in, Tom Shannon's new fund that was put together. I think that as you see that happening, the state's investment in accelerators has been very helpful. I just see that there are more and more startups. I'm talking to more young people who are moving here from Chicago, from Boston, from other places because the infrastructure is getting created.
Of course, you don't have to be young to start a company.
No,
and I suspect a lot of our listeners to this program may be sitting there saying, you know, I'm getting ready to you know, wrap up one career, but I've got other ideas. Maybe I can still start that dream company and create a dream job. Is there room in the landscape for someone of that mindset?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to either start a company or to work in a startup or to be on a board. I mean, a lot of the startups, too, one of the things is being able to develop that type of mentoring and, you know, and the type of guidance that can be very helpful, connections. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people, I'm sure, in the listening audience that have that. There's a lot of startups that are very interested in connecting with you.
And it doesn't matter what the product is or the idea is. Do you take all comers in this program?
As long as it's good, Nick can scale.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
can you give us some examples of the types of companies you're working with without giving away any trade secrets here of what you see in development, companies that that have this potential?
In terms of like for our scale-up initiative,
yeah.
We've seen, and I can't give away too much, we've seen everything from the service industry to manufacturing and everything in between. So we've seen companies that are on the graphics side of things, for example, doing custom graphics to companies that provide services for the elderly or disabled folks and things like that. So it's really the applicants that we've received for the Scalerator have been pretty phenomenal in terms of the breadth of industries that they are in.
Yeah, there's actually a surprising number of small manufacturers in there.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
really interesting mm-hmm. because yeah. when you think about Milwaukee and the challenges we have, it is to not lose the enormous number of manufacturers who still are operating here. And so Scale Up could be the key to finding that next chapter
right.
of manufacturing?
Yeah, that ability to grow. And that's what this is about, is growth and jobs. And, you know, I just think I'm excited about the landscape that's been covered with Scale Up to Point and where it can go. You know, and I also really want to thank UWM with both Chancellor Lovell's belief in this and his leadership investment, Michael Hotstad's time. He's part of the leadership team and support team and actually puts quite a bit of time weekly into this project. And, you know, we've got very strong partnership base that we're very grateful for, but certainly UWM's role has been critical to the success of the project.
Well, you've been rolling for about 6 months or so, 6-7 months.
Right.
What's the next big milestone that people can look for to see what sort of success comes out of Scale Up?
I think, honestly, it's going to be when the Scalerator finishes
right.
and when we start to hear the reaction from people who were in the Scalerator. And that's where I think that is going to then create more cohorts of Scalerator programs to continue that program. And so I think that based on what we hear from those people, that they're armed now with the knowledge and the skills that they need to go back to their companies and you know, create that growth culture within their company to actually scale and grow, I think is going to be huge. And that's where I think we're really going to start to see that's going to probably be one of the biggest things that we see coming out of this pilot program. And that's, I think, the important thing to remember, too, is that this is still a pilot. And we've done a lot from the Scalerator to the Hangouts to the workshops and forums and things all during a 6-month pilot period. I think it's pretty amazing to see some actionable things that have come out of the initiative.
Yeah, and everybody's doing it with existing staff.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
even more amazing.
And I would say I think the other piece is some things like the corporate venture program roll out, you're going to see more impact on that mm-hmm. and the way that corporations are going to think about how they can make investments, how they can do yeah. a supply side investment as well.
Right.
Do you envision a day where these sorts of scale up programs would actually be taught at the university, as opposed
to... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm channeling Dan here,
yes.
and I bet he would say that should happen, that has to happen. I think that's an important thing. You know, and part of one of the workshops that we held at the Lubar School of Business back in July was centered around teaching faculty the importance of teaching business cases in their entrepreneurship classes. And so we had faculty, over 20 faculty from as far as Chicago, from Madison, and then all around the Milwaukee area, representing, I think, 9 or 10 different universities that came to learn so that they can continue to teach the next generation of entrepreneurs.
Julia, just a minute left. If our listeners are interested in learning more about this program, maybe participating themselves, what do they do?
Sure. You can contact us. Actually, you can call us at the GMC. Laurel Osman and Brian Shepper are the two people there working on Scale Up, and that's 414-267-0522. Or visit us at scaleupmilwaukee.org. And there's a lot of information there on the website.
And so some of those listening sessions, some of the
yeah, you can
tips.
Get the Google Hangouts on yep. there. Everything's actually up on the website.
Scale Up Milwaukee.
ScaleUpMilwaukee.org.
.org. Great. Well, thanks so much, both of you. And
thanks, Tom.
Best of luck as you continue to Scale Up Milwaukee. Julia Taylor, president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Michael Hosted, UWM's director of web and mobile strategy and the point person on entrepreneurship through this program at the university. Our guest on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.